Alright, we're on Montana Invasive Nationals 2016, new college, and this is a new college. You guys want to buzz in and give names? Yeah, sorry, never. Minnesota.
Sam B. Sean. Jason.
Sam L.
Are we ready? Clotter ring. It's like an Irish thing. Not that I'm Irish, but it's not good.
Oh, we got this round.
Anyway, so this is round 10. We got New College, Minnesota, Tulsa. In the 19th century, a man known as Chaim of Belgrade was hired to print works written in this language. The first known work printed in this language... is a 1510 treatise called The Rules of Ritual Slaughter and Inspection of Animals. In the 18th century, Abraham Asa made a translation of the Bible into this language, though 200 years earlier, the Sansino printing family made a polyglot translation of the Bible into this language in Constantinople. Probably the most celebrated work printed in this language is Jacob Cooley's Mi'am Lo'ez. In Morocco, an Occidental or Western form of this language is used, called Hakkitaya. Largely spoken in Salonika, this language is considered endangered like Yiddish, another language of the diaspora. It picked up...
Ladino?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good job. Bonus. This play's protagonist marries Sam Evans, but secretly aborts the child she has with him, then conceives a new child with Ned Darrell because insanity runs in Sam's family. For example, each famous play about Nina Leeds, in which characters freeze in place while other characters... Strange and Newly won a 1928 Pulitzer for this playwright who premiered Morning Becomes Electra 3 years later.
O'Neill.
Yeah. In O'Neill's comedy, Ah, Wilderness, this is the name of Richard Miller's vivacious sister. It's also the name of the rich woman who calls Yank a filthy beast in the O'Neill play, The Hairy Ape.
Sure.
Answer?
Eliza.
Mildred, 20.
Sure.
That's a rich person's name.
Toss up. This man used the examples of optical analysis of light spectra and perceiving opacity as translucence to distinguish between factual fact and actual fact in a pedagogical book that contains prints demonstrating the Bezout effect. Because the color red represented love and passion, this artist's wife Annie forbid him from selling any painting that used red in it. This artist used oil paints on Masonite in a series whose entries include Skyward, Somber Promise, and Earthbound. While chair of the Department of Design at the Yale School of Fine Arts, this artist wrote Interaction of Color. Around the time he left teaching at Black Mountain College, this artist began his 25-year-long project of creating a pure experience of color by placing three or four geometric shapes at the center of his canvases. For them, poisoning this abstract artist of the series Homage to the Square. It's Albers. Toss up. While in an attic, this character looks at himself in a mirror composed of pieces of green glass and accidentally shatters a bottle, spilling the ancient essence of a perfume on a parquet. After dropping a red crayon while drawing soldiers, this character is terrified when he searches for and believes he encounters a disembodied hand. Anxiety overpowers this man when he imagines a childhood fever called the Big Thing. While sitting in a waiting room at the Saltpetri Hospital, preparing for electroshock therapy, a legend of a man who doesn't want to be loved is this character's interpretation of the story of the prodigal son. Often obsessing over the nobility of the death of his grandfather Christopher Detlev, this is Danish poet living in Paris meditates frequently about death in a novel named for his notebooks. For an appliance, name is
Brigitte.
Yes.
Very well, good. That's not from the notebook, from all the
Bonus. Nice. One hadith states that praying at these places is 25 times more effective than doing it elsewhere, and these locations often include open spaces called Sam, which contain fountains for 10 points each. Name these places of worship where one might practice Salat.
Mosque, right?
Yeah,
mosque.
Yeah, okay. An imam will stand on one of these raised pulpits that consists of 6 or 7 steps to preach in a mosque. The first one was built by a carpenter in Medina who noticed Muhammad was wary from addressing the entire crowd.
My keyboard, right? That's the direction. It's the tarif.
Answer.
Tarif.
Minbar. Mosques often contain one of these areas reserved for a sultan. Initially, a wall of mud bricks. This structure was supposedly first created for Caliph Uthman so that he could pray safely without fear of assassination. It's a Maxura, 10 points.
Oh, really? I wasn't paying enough attention. Clearly.
Toss up. One result which provides a natural example of the theorem is that certain sequences of numbers in a base hereditary notation always eventually go to zero. That example of the theorem was found by Paris and Harrington and was first proven by Goodstein. John Roser strengthened this result.
Incompleteness.
Prompt.
Goodles?
Yes.
I suppose. Thanks.
Bonus. Stefan Barthory's Livonian campaign culminated in a failed siege of the city, which, after 31 attacks, prompted a writer to declare, "This city reminded me of Paris," for 10 points each. In this capital of a medieval principality, which was joined with the Novgorod Republic for about a century until becoming independent again by the 1348 Treaty of Bolotovo.
Kiev.
Pskov. The first prince of Pskov was Sudislav, the son of this great grand prince of Kiev, who converted to the Kievan Rus to Christianity.
Vladimir.
Yeah. The story about Vladimir rejecting Islam because of his prohibition on alcohol comes from the Primary Chronicle, which was likely compiled by this monk who lived at the Monastery of the Caves. He also wrote a work called The Reading about the murders of Boris and Gleb.
Nestor.
20.
That's a Ukraine or Kiev or something buzz. High school.
Tulsa, two answers required. A battle between these two powers continued both day and night for a week, giving it the appropriate name Battle of the Torches as both sides fought by torchlight. The Frenchman Gabriel de Lutz helped advise one of these powers during its siege of the other's city of Vannes. These two powers signed the Treaty of Suhab with each other, which was a consolidation of the earlier Peace of Amasya signed between them. One of these powers had its army modernized with the help of Robert and Anthony Shirley for the purpose of opposing the other power. Nope. That army of one of these powers was composed of the Kisbalash, but was defeated by the other side of the Battle of Chaldiran by forces led by Selim the Grim, a loss that shattered Ismail I. For 10 points, name these two empires whose greatest leaders were Suleiman the Magnificent and Shah Abbas I.
I'm an empire itself, but...
That's right.
Yeah.
Bonus. Characteristic multipliers in this area are equal to the exponential of its namesake exponents times the period, and this theory can be used to find solutions to the math equation for 10 points each. Then this theory used to analyze differential equations of the form x prime equals a of t times x, where a is a periodic function. Answer.
Fourier.
Floquet theory. Floquet theory can be useful for analyzing how oscillatory potentials can mix the quantum states of these types of atoms, which have one or more of their outer electrons in states with extremely high principal quantum numbers.
So, they're large, one or more, personal.
Answer?
Halogens.
Rydberg atoms. Because they respond so strongly to electromagnetic fields, Rydberg atoms serve as good probes for both the Stark effect and this effect in which weak magnetic fields shift the energy level of atoms.
Same on.
Toss up.
Yep.
The shake and bake and Hess-P models are used to find this quantity. This quantity can be found by creating a function where this quantity is zero and applying an inverse Fourier transform, giving a centrosymmetric map with special peaks called Harker sections. Peaks on that map represent vectors showing distance between atoms, and the map itself is named for Patterson. A simple way of finding this quantity compares its value to known values of this quantity for a similar structure in a process called molecular replacement. When taking a diffraction pattern, the intensity of a structure factor can be found, but this quantity is lost. This quantity's recovery is the subject of a namesake problem in X-ray crystallography. This quantity is the same for two X-rays whose scattering paths have the same length according to Bragg's law, but have Poisson's property, which characterizes a wave along with amplitude. No.
Phase angle.
There's a phase. I don't know if it's an angle.
It just says phase.
Yeah.
It's an angular shift.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
Okay. So bonus. Answer the following about Nicholas Roland for 10 points each. Roland commissioned this huge 9-panel altarpiece, sometimes called the Last Judgment, for its namesake hospice. Its central panel shows Jesus sitting on a rainbow above the archangel Michael, who is weighing souls.
Oh, that's the one that we came up with eyes.
Really?
Answer? It's not. It's the piano altarpiece. More famously, Chancellor Roland commissioned this artist to paint him with the Madonna. He worked on the Ghent altarpiece with his brother Hubert.
Vanek.
Yeah. The Madonna of Chancellor Roland was basically copied for a Roger van der Weyden painting of the Virgin Mary being drawn by this saint. Early modern European painters' guilds were often named for the saint.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
20.
Okay,
nice.
Good job.
I guess he was now. What came up.
Yes, that's why.
No, thank you.
Toss up. A thought experiment by DC Stove attempts to resolve Hume's skeptical thesis by imagining 3,020 of these things being found, and that they had their defining properties around 95% of the time. The paper that discusses the assertion that all sodium salts burn yellow includes a long footnote crediting Geneva Hussein Lindenbaum with using degrees to resolve a dilemma involving these objects. The main text of the paper uses Nicod's criterion of equivalence to examine what constitutes them. I.J. Good proposed a Bayesian solution to a problem involving these things that assigns a non-zero but a very small value to observations. A paper called Studies in the Logic of Confirmation discusses a truth.
Black things.
What?
Black things.
No. A truth statement about these things, as well as its contrapositive. That paper by Carl Hempel is about the value of evidence inferred from not observing these things, but about seeing these animals whose blackness is the subject of an inductive paradox.
Crows?
It's ravens.
I see that.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything else that distinguished it before. Yeah. Like, no. I don't know.
I think it's
probably fine.
Are you protesting? Okay. Toss a bait. The idea that the culture of the 1960s influenced the prevalence of this issue has been labeled the Woodstock defense. This issue caused the 2010 resignation of the Belgian Roger Van Helleeuw. William Levada was criticized for his response to this issue in Portland, but in 2011 he published a set of guidelines for dealing with this issue. Organizations which were formed to deal with this issue include SNAP and Voice of the Faithful. This issue was the subject of the John Jay Report. J. Keith Simmons was the initial culprit in a series of episodes in Palm Beach regarding this issue. Sean P. O'Malley heads a commission investigating this issue. After journalists from the Boston Globe investigated this issue, Brendan Bell...
Like sex abuse in the
Catholic Church? Yeah. Bonus. This novel takes its name from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar and was inspired by its author's time covering the coup partly funded by Mark Thatcher in Equatorial Guinea for 10 points each. In this novel, in which James Manson hires Cat Shannon and his mercenaries to overthrow the fictional country of Zangaro so that Manson can acquire the precious platinum within.
I have zero ideas, but it's from Julius Caesar, so do we have a wacky guess?
Answer?
At two birthdays.
The Dogs of War was a novel by this spy and a journalist who covered the Biafran War. His book, The Day of the Jackal, depicts an assassination attempt on Charles de Gaulle. Answer? This is Forsythe. Frederick Forsythe's The Phantom of Manhattan is a sequel to the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, The Phantom of the Opera. The musical itself was based on the novel written by this Frenchman. Plus 9. This dynasty's name was used formally to refer to gold, silver, and copper basins that they exported. They came from the Steinsee, commissioned an enormous bronze bell that legendarily did not ring until a child was cast into the metal. Munmu was the first king of the Steinsee's later period. This dynasty annexed the Gaia Confederacy in a punitive expedition. This dynasty employed a cultured class of cosmetic-using soldiers called the Flowering Knights, or Huang. This dynasty evaluated everything from the permitted color of garments to marriage rites through a person's proximity to the royal throne via the bone rank system. This kingdom conquered its rivals Baekje and Goguryeo, but was itself overpowered by the Goryeo kingdom. For now, it was Korean, a kingdom from 57 BCE to 935 AD, whose name may be a cognate with the current South Korean capital.
So what?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what the three are. Goguryeo.
Bonus. This man's theories have been defended from a feminist perspective by Julian Mitchell for 10 points each in Psychologist, the subject of an essay on his sexual solipsism by Betty Friedman, whose book, The Feminine Mystique, criticized his concept of penis envy.
Freud.
Yeah. The Shulamith Firestone, this Shulamith Firestone book, subtitled The Case for Feminist Revolution, criticizes Freudianism. It calls for an abolishment of the distinction between the aesthetic mode and the technological mode.
Yeah, that's simple.
Oh, sorry, go. I don't know.
Answer. Dialectic of Sex. Firestone acknowledged that her writing was influenced by the 1968 book The Population Bomb, written by this man and his wife, which warned of a Malthusian catastrophe. It was based on a pamphlet by Hugh Everett Moore, the founder of the Dixie Cup Company.
Really?
Yes. 20 points.
That's interesting.
Toss up. In a novel by this author, a tennis match gets so heated that one of the players starts savagely beating the other's face with a racket. The character created by this author concludes that a mysterious man with a vast retinue of followers must be Peter the Great on his embassy to Europe. At a sheep fair, two characters interrogate this author about a letter he published in Blackwood's magazine describing two shepherds exhuming the corpse of a suicide victim. The prostitute Arabella Calvert witnesses a duel in this novel, in a novel by this author that leads to the son of the Laird of Dal Castle getting stabbed in the back. The second section in of that novel by this man is narrated by the title character, who is convinced by his father that he is part of a Calvinist elect and is forced into committing a series of bizarre murders by the devil doppelganger Gil Martin. But I wasn't a Scottish author of a psychological novel about the crimes of Robert Ringham called The Private Memoirs and Confessions of a Justified Sinner. Time is James Hogg.
Yeah, you have something short.
So I have -5 to 170, I believe.
Okie dokie. Like the popcorn. James Hogg. Jimmy Hogg, but James Hogg.
You got a substitute or anything? Or just
kind of like... Let's just substitute one of their players.
Oh, Jacob's here. We could bring him along.
All right, Tuzzle 11.
You can substitute Mike Bentley.
Yeah. Mike, you want
a renovation project led by this architect added a fur-paneled irregular spiral accessibility ramp in the Walker Court and a new wing with a blue exterior featuring two snake-like cantilevered staircases. A still unbuilt design by this architect includes an almost 500-foot-long stainless steel tapestry depicting the images of the Midwest, as well as two 80-foot-tall posts suggesting the ruins of a temple. A residential tower designed by this man is located at 8 Spruce Street in Manhattan. He led the 2008 redesign of the Art Gallery of Ontario and designed the...
Gary?
Yes.
Yes.
Bonus. A storm caused a Roman fleet led by Lucius Valerius to drift into the Gulf of this city, off of the city during the festival of Dionysus, angering its leaders who thought Rome had violated a pact signed earlier for 10 points each in the city. Rome declared war on it after the Roman ambassador Postumius was insulted by Philonides. It was then sacked by Lucius Aemilius Barbulla. Answer. Toronto. The winning commander of this battle, who was assisting Toronto in its war with Rome, switched armor with one of his bodyguards, who died soon after. The deployment of war elephants followed Thessalian cavalry won this battle, fought a year before the Battle of Asculum.
It's Asculum, and it's the Heraclea?
No, Heraclea.
I'm sorry. What did
I think that's what he said.
He said Heracula, right?
No, I said Heracleo.
Oh, okay.
I did not hear that.
Did you guys hear that? Or
I heard Heracula.
Like, I mean, it could be because I mean the answer that I heard Heracleo.
Okay, but whatever. Okay. It doesn't matter.
The winning commander at both Heraclea and Asculum commented, "One more such victory, and we are done," giving rise to his namesake type of victory.
Like this one, Pyrrhus.
Yeah, 10 points.
That bonus is a Pyrrhic victory. Actually, one of the defeat.
Toss up. A composer from this country made each of the three repetitions of the tenor faster by a factor of 2/3 in a pan-isorhythmic three-part diminution motet that name drops 14 composers from this country's court. That composer's Quam Poltra S exemplifies a style of polyphony featuring major mode tonality and triadic harmony that was known as this country's continence or manner. A composer from this country had two top voices sing the same line, half a bar apart for four of the bottom... while four of the bottom five voices sang the same melody at different speeds, to an inversion in his Miserere Nostri. Of the two composers who were granted a 21-year monopoly in polyphonic music in this country, the elder wrote the so-called third mode melody and the 40-part motet Spem in
England?
Yes.
Yes.
Bonus. This entity is described with the phrase coincidentia oppositorum, since it is a synthesis of opposites in a unique and absolute infinite way. For 10 points each, name this entity, which Nicholas of Cusa argues cannot be known through reason, but only through a super-rational process called learned ignorance in his book De Docta Ignorantia.
Yeah, I wrote a bonus on this one.
Answer.
God.
Yeah. In his book, The Individual and the Cosmos in Renaissance Philosophy, this author argued that Nicholas of Cusa was the first modern philosopher, since he asked not about God, but about the possibility of knowing God. This neo-Kantian also engaged in the Davos debate with Heidegger about Kant's critique of pure reason.
Catherine?
Yeah. This earlier philosopher used the phrase learned ignorance to describe all believers, since by yearning for God, one is asking to know about something that he or she could not know. That argument appears in his book, The City of God.
Augustine.
Toss up. Samuel Flagg of Bemis wrote a two-volume biography of this politician who gave a speech saying that America has a spear and a shield, but the motto upon her shield is freedom, independence, peace. That speech also noted that America is the well-wisher to the freedom and independence of all, and it goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy, and was delivered on Independence Day. This man, whose diplomatic stint in Berlin led him to write letters in Silesia, was elected after a deciding vote was unexpectedly cast by Stephen Van Rensselaer. Known by the nickname Old Man Eloquent, he spoke as a defense lawyer for the Amistad slaves. He was appointed.
John Quincy Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toss up. Or bonus, rather. The White Jude interferometer was used by NASA to detect a created pocket of space-time that satisfied this metric. For 10 points each, name this metric, named for a Mexican physicist, which theoretically would allow for the creation of a space-time bubble that would allow for supraluminal travel.
Juarez.
Alcubierre metric. So, the Alcubierre metric is a solution to these equations central to general relativity, which relate the curvature of space and time to matter and energy.
Einstein field equations.
In his book Black Holes and Time Warps, this physicist argues that wormhole solutions to the field equations would violate the chronology protection conjecture. Another statement named for this scientist gives his the conditions for when an object would form a black hole. Answer. Kip Thorne, 10 points.
Yeah, that guy.
That's kind of big, but thinking, right? It seemed impossible.
It wasn't impossible. In fact, it was possible.
Toss up. A book named for this person describes how the author befriended him in Uganda, but that book, subtitled A Friendship Across Five Continents, gradually turns into an excoriation, describing him as much weaker and needier than me. Edward Said stated that this author is a celebrated sensibility on tour, and that his obsession with Islam caused him to somehow stop thinking in a review of this man's Beyond Belief and Among the Believers. Paul Theroux wrote a book...
Nepal?
Yes.
Nice. Wait, have you
buzzed on that? Yeah, I buzzed on Paul Theroux.
Oh.
Bonus.
Friends with
the the first suite of this composition ends with a movement called Carillon, in which the horns imitate tolling church bells. For 10 points each, name this composition that uses a theme based on the Epiphany Carol March of the Kings and both its first suite's prelude and its second suite's concluding farandole. It was written to accompany Alphonse Daudet play.
Lieutenant Quijet.
Say it again?
Lieutenant Quijet.
No, this is incidental music to La Arlesine. This French composer of the incidental music to La Arlesine and a precocious symphony in C is best known for his opera Carmen. This New Orleans born French composer arranged the La Arlesine suite number 2 and 2 suites of music from Carmen. He also wrote orchestral recitatives for both Carmen and Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffman.
Gotcha.
A Girard.
Okay. Sorry. I should have gotten
those,
yeah.
Oh.
That's
about a century off. +15. This reaction produces putrescine in the committed step of a polyamine synthesis. A single function enzyme that catalyzes this reaction on arotidine monophosphate in yeast and bacteria is paired with a phosphoribosyl transferase and UMP synthase in mammals. The enzyme with the highest catalytic proficiency of any enzyme known carries out this reaction on uroporphyrin Ogin. An enzyme carrying out this reaction has isoforms with molecular weights 65 and 67 kD and is frequently targeted by autoantibodies used as a biomarker for type 1 diabetes. In fermentation, acetaldehyde is produced from pyruvate via this type of reaction, which also converts histidine to histamine. The physiologically most famous...
Reduction?
No. The physiologically most famous reaction of this kind converts an excitatory neurotransmitter into an inhibitory one. But now, what's in this reaction that converts glutamate to GABA via the removal of CO2?
Decarboxylation.
Decarboxylation. Toss up 16. In the index to one of his books, this thinker modestly referred to himself as another pupil of George Sarton, who mentored him as a grad student. In a posthumous work, this man cited a nudist camp in Atlanta and a ranch in Australia as among the many places that use the word serendipity. He listed disinterestedness and organized skepticism among his set of norms for science, referred to by the acronym KUDOS.
Martin?
Yes.
Nice.
KUDOS. Bonus. Answer the following about memorable quotes from the Tempest for 10 points each. This character rises from her game of chess with Ferdinand after her father Prospero appears with the rest of the cast, then wonderingly declares how butacious mankind is, oh brave new world, that has such people in it.
Right.
Yeah. Antonio attempts to convince Sebastian of the inevitability of murder, of the murder they are planning, in a passage that begins, "We all were sea-swallowed, though some cast again, and by that destiny to perform an act whereof what's past is this word."
Guess is fast.
Answer?
Fate.
Prologue. This character sings an amusing drinking song that includes the couplet, "She loved not the savor of tar nor of pitch, yet a tailor might scratch wherever she did itch," before encountering what he thinks is a four-legged monster on the beach. He is worshipped as a god by a character to whom he introduces the joys of wine.
It's either Stefano or Trinculo.
Yeah, they're both drunkards, aren't they?
Definitely.
Answer?
Stefano.
That's right, 20.
Nice.
Good job. Toss up 17. A poem by this author informs George Herbert that your descendant is a black lady in South Carolina. Her name is Irma, and describes a man who helped girls jump out of windows during the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. The player uses a neuroelectronic matrix to enter the memories of 4 deceased individuals in this man's collaborative work with Synapse Software, the interaction fiction game Mind Wheel. A long poem by this author dubs members of the title profession the first citizens of contingency, and presents the Bacchier as a case study in madness. This author collected his poems Shirt and Essay on Psychiatrists into the collections The Want Bone and The Figured Wheel, respectively. The lines, "Midway on our life's journey, I found myself in the dark woods, the right road lost," opens a Terza Rima preserving translation by this man. But it places him as founder of the Favorite Poem Project, a former U.S. poet laureate who translated Dante's Inferno.
Pinsky?
Yes. I guess I don't know his software or his interactive fiction yet.
Nope.
I do.
Did you help design it?
Bonus.
No.
This man may have been ousted from office due to worries that he would be succeeded by his cocaine-addicted son, known as Freddy, or his other son, a gay pilot named Gustavo, for 10 points each, and his longtime dictator, a member of the Colorado Party, who came to power in Paraguay after a coup against Federico Chavez.
His
Stressman?
Sure.
What?
Stressman?
Yeah. These documents found in 1992 by Martin Almada contain accounts of the atrocities committed under Stroessner's regime during Operation Condor.
Archives of Terror?
Oh, yes.
Archives of Terror?
Yeah.
Nice.
In 1936, Paraguayan war hero Jose Estigarribia and President Eusebio Ayala were overthrown in a revolution named for this month. This month then provided the name for the New Democratic Socialist Party in Paraguay, which was outlawed by Stroessner in 1951.
February?
3 months.
Kind of, you know, your recent Paraguay history.
Good job. Toss up 18. It didn't happen in Chile, but the group Green Jolly released a hip-hop anthem during this event, whose title means, "Together we are many, we cannot be defeated." This event was precipitated by lingering resentment from 4 years earlier over the president being caught on tape ordering the kidnapping of a journalist in the cassette scandal. The civic youth organization Pora was set up to coordinate nonviolent resistance during this event. The Order of Princess Olga was bestowed upon the tireless old lady Paraska Koroyuk for her role during this event. 2 months before this event, one of its key players suffered facial disfigurement in a mysterious bout of dioxin poisoning. This event was co-led by the crown braided businesswoman Yulia Timoshenko. Victor Yushchenko.
Orange Revolution?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Different
people. Bonus. This man kills dozens of warriors hiding in flour bags by crushing their skulls before tossing his nephew Gawern into a fire. For no point, interesting, this asshole from Welsh mythology, the half-brother of Bran and Branwyn, after he isn't consulted regarding Branwyn's marriage, he mutilates horses belonging to Mathelflitch.
I don't have a good guess.
Answer.
Nah.
Ethnician. In recompense for horses, Bran gives Mathelflitch one of these objects that can restore people to life, but in doing so makes them mute. Ethnician later sacrifices himself to destroy it by jumping into it.
Bucket of water. Sure, a
well. It's a cauldron. After suffering a mortal wound, Bran asks the survivors to cut off this body part of his. This body part continues to talk and is eventually buried facing France to prevent invasion.
It can be
a
head.
Sure,
head.
Yeah, 10 points.
You can't really cut off a mouth.
I mean, you can cut off someone's lips.
Toss of 19. This quantity corresponds to a one form in an effect which is due to the monodromy of the path taken by a particle. The Proto-Lagrangian has a term with a mass times the square of this quantity. A field tensor, usually denoted F mu nu, is equal to D mu times this quantity sub nu minus D nu times this quantity sub mu. That covariant form of this quantity must be added to the QED Lagrangian to preserve gauge invariance. This quantity at x equals mu over 4 pi times the integral over all space of the current density over x minus x prime dx prime equals that stuff. This quantity's gauge transformation involves adding the gradient of a function. Its divergence is zero in the Coulomb gauge. The electric field has a term equal to minus this quantity's time derivative and a term equal to minus the gradient of a similar scalar quantity, but it was in this quantity whose curl gives a magnetic
flux?
Whose curl gives a magnetic field, which is symbolized A. This time it's the vector potential.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. A bastard son of King Priam is killed while performing this activity when his head is crushed by a stone thrown by a man who then ironically notes that there are divers among the Trojans. Cithon resolves to sacrifice his daughter Pallene next to Dryas, who had been killed because a man who performed this activity for Dryas had been bribed. In the Iliad, people whose primary role was performing this activity include Calisius, Cebriones, and Meriones. While performing this activity, Automedon consoles Valius and Xanthus after Patroclus' death. To commemorate Erichthonius' innovations in this activity, Zeus made him into the constellation Auriga. Myrtilus...
Chariot racer?
Yeah, that's right. Chariot racer.
Oh, okay.
Driving chariot, stuff like that.
Oh,
okay. So, new college bonus.
No.
For 10 points each, answer the following about senescence in cells. The senescence-associated variety of this enzyme is a common marker used to test for senescence. Visualizing activity of this enzyme, or lack thereof, is the basis of the blue-white screen in molecular biology.
Enzyme
Answer?
53.
This is Beta Galactoside. Galactosidase. Replicative senescence comes from degradation of these DNA sequences found at the ends of chromosomes. Their continued degradation eventually causes a cell to reach the Hayflick limit.
Telomere?
Yeah. The V600E mutation in this gene was shown to induce cell cycle arrest in human melanocytes, providing early evidence for oncogene-induced senescence. It encodes a namesake protein kinase that activates MEK. Braff, 10 points. Okay, final score is 15 for New College, 350 for Minnesota.